Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Divine Feminine Podcast. It's a podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. And together, we can realize that we are all more alike than we are different. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian V, and today's episode is going to be about angel numbers. So, angel numbers specifically is definitely more on the spiritual side of the things I'll be talking about on this channel. I think that it's a great tool for manifestation, and it's helped me a lot personally. I kind of was hesitant to talk about it just because it isn't like a physical, logical, you know, tangible subject. And if you believe in intuition at all, there are ways to follow it. And I think that angel numbers is a way to boost your intuition, honestly, and to trust your feelings and to go into a more calm way of thinking that will help you in your life. So regardless of whether or not you've experienced angel numbers before, I just wanted to share this episode because I have had personal experience, and honestly, it's a reason why I even started this podcast. I went through a major shift in my life recently, within the past, couple of years. A lot has happened, and one of the things that helped me kind of move forward and through it all was these angel numbers. And like I said, if you have never experienced angel numbers before, you may be like, what are you talking about? But if you believe in manifesting, your dreams and your reality are all a product of your thoughts at the end of the day. And sometimes it's nice to have positive affirmations, and you can use psychology, you know, tools. And there's so much behind the brain that we just don't know about. But also spirituality, I think, is huge when it comes to whatever you believe in. If you believe in God, if you believe in the universe, if you believe just in something or nothing, this is numbers. So whatever power you want to give it, you have the choice to. And I feel like I've intuitively been drawn to certain numbers in, at certain times, that I do no longer think it's a coincidence, which is why it's helped me a lot. So if you feel the same way, or if you don't, I hope you find this episode to be helpful, just in regards to what all of these numbers mean. And I think it's a fun subject. If you're into astrology at all, it's kind of like a little just fun. So let's go ahead and get right into it. All right. So the way that angel numbers can appear is a lot of different ways, but usually for me, at least, and other people I've known, it's when you look at the clock and it's exactly 11:11. It's almost that like feeling of like, I need to look at the clock, and it's a certain number, and you might see like 333, or that it's 444. If you notice that you're seeing these numbers a lot, like on a receipt or a license plate, keep seeing the cars in front of you, the same numbers over and over on license plates, or just anywhere really. But usually for me, it's page numbers in a book. Like I will be all of a sudden doing something and just be drawn to a certain book and open to it. It happens to be, usually it's page 143 or 222. It's happened a couple times before where I've had these random feelings and just had the urgency or the need to like look at the clock, open a book, or just things like that. And it's crazy how sometimes you just don't take the time to notice these things, so you don't notice it. But if you believe in intuition and all of that, then it might make sense to you. And if not, I think it's a fun thing to do. I just want to make sure that I kind of just make it clear, like, if you don't see these numbers, if you don't believe them, that's fine. And if you do, this is, I think, the reason why I'm doing it. I feel like no one maybe gives credit to how much these moments can mean to people. And like spirituality, I think, is something that can help you so much through hard times. So also, it's just interesting, because if you believe in numerology, there's energy in numbers, and that's kind of along the same lines of angel numbers as well. also like astrology, like I mentioned, chakras, crystals, the energy of the moon, and the phases of the moon, and birth charts, and I could just go on and on. But this is based on numerology, which is something that goes back just centuries. So I think it's so interesting. But yeah, if you constantly see the same number or series of numbers, it may be more than a coincidence. It could be in patterns of 2, 3 or more, and it may feel like a sign to you. And you're probably, you know, on the right track if you keep feeling that way. It's something that even if you want to ignore, it can still happen. And like I said, it might happen during a time in your life where there's change going on, when you need guidance. And it's one of those mysterious ways that the universe or God or whoever, you're maybe a past loved one that's passed away, wants to give you guidance. Anything and everything holds energy, so I think that there is something to be said if you keep seeing these numbers, for sure. All angel numbers have their own meanings, so the number you are seeing also holds a specific message, and you have to work out what that means. But there is a general guide to these numbers, like 111, 222. So I'll go into what each of those means if you're interested. So I actually had to look this up because I personally have never experienced this sequence, 000, but it is a sequence, so I'm just gonna put it out there. If you're seeing this, it might be a sign of support from whatever spiritual power you believe in. The number 0 is associated with new beginnings, so this might mean that you're ready to start something new. 111 is an angel number that means that your dreams are being manifested. So whatever spiritual power you feel like you're connected to, it's just reassurance that they are there to help guide you to believe your intuition and to follow kind of that feeling of just like knowing what's right for you in your gut, and knowing what's wrong, and being guided towards what you are meant to be doing. And that's towards just a higher frequency. And in the end, when you are operating at a higher frequency, that means you are happier, you are manifesting, not only manifesting, but your manifestations are coming true. It's your inner voice telling you to focus on your desires and not to give up. So whether it's the current career you're working on, or if you're in school, or if you are in a situation in your family where you need to figure out what's best for you, if you keep seeing 111, it's just to focus on your desires and not to give up, and that your inner voice knows what's best for you in certain situations, and to listen to it. All right, so next angel number, if you keep seeing the numbers 222, it's a message that you are on the right path and that good things are coming your way. So try to relax, enjoy your life, and find little ways to enjoy all the little things around you. Just stop getting sad over small things and things that are not in your control. It's time for you to be happy and that you deserve all the blessings and happiness that come to you. So 333 is a special number. It's a sign of protection and assistance. So it's a reminder to have faith and trust in the guidance that you've been receiving. It's a sign that you are being supported. And I think I want to just reiterate that angel numbers can be especially helpful during a time of maybe loneliness, if you don't feel like you can open up to anyone or they don't understand you, whatever situation you're going through, that these numbers are a way for you to feel less alone and that you're going to be okay. And I think that's why angel numbers have had kind of a resurgence lately. Within the past couple months, I've noticed that more people are kind of just into it. And I don't think it's coincidence. I think that we all have been experiencing a lot of change in our lives after just the past couple years with the pandemic. And I think that there's definitely kind of almost like an awakening in a sense, and people find this in different ways and deal with it differently. But I do believe that there is an uprise of spirituality if you believe in kind of the more like celestial astrology side, or if it means seeking therapy, or both. But I do believe that there's a reason why you keep seeing these numbers, or you may have a feeling that along the same lines in a different way. So 444, it's a sign that you are nearing the end of one phase of your life and are ready for the next. The message is being sent with the best intentions for you and to help you guide to make the right decisions for this path that is coming into focus. This number signifies that you are surrounded by love and support and reminds you to stay positive and grateful for all the good in your life, because when you focus on the good comes into focus. And this can help a lot when you are realizing what's best for you. It's 12:22, right, as I say that. That's really cool. I just looked at the clock. So yeah, 444 is actually a really special number for me. It's a number that I mentioned before in the Q&A on Thursday that had a huge significant part of a traumatic experience where someone else was actually experiencing the angel number 444 for months, and I had no idea, and I woke up at 444 the morning that they ended up in the hospital. We had no conversation whatsoever about angel numbers at all, but I remember waking up at 4:44 a.m. and just shot up out of bed, and I physically was like, this is significant, remember this, like a voice almost. And within the next hour, I got the call basically that this person was in the hospital, and I had no idea, and I just felt so much strength in a time that I physically was like, what is going on? But mentally, my mind was very clear and just kept reminding myself, 444, everything's going to be right. All right. You're protected. You're surrounded by love and support. Everything's going to be okay. Like, that was, it kept repeating in my mind since when I first literally woke up within the first 2 seconds of waking up. That was the message in my head. And to find out that a couple days after this person had left the hospital, I mentioned angel numbers. I felt the need to. I felt like this might be a weird thing to talk about. 444 for some reason kept coming up in my head. And they were like, 444 were the angel numbers that helped me get through the past couple months. And no one knows that. You guys, I don't know how to explain that. And I just, yeah, the 444 is significant to me. And angel numbers have been significant to me before then, but especially since then. They've helped me help other people in other ways. Sometimes I'll randomly just, like I said, get a feeling, flip to a book page, and have a message that is exactly right for me or for someone in my life. And I've reached out to actually strangers before because of an urge on just social media. Like, it's so random, I know, but I'll reach out to them and be like, I feel like you're maybe going through a hard time in your life, or you may just, you know, whatever. And it's always been really well received. It's only happened 3 times. I don't really like reaching out randomly to people in case it's like, you know, weird, but it's always with good intentions. So it's just one of those things, I guess, that I've experienced that I have helped me and helped other people a lot. So I needed to share it. All right. So 555 is basically, the number 5 is, in numerology, is a symbol of transition, and it's a reminder for you to stay confident and positive with the new adventures that are underway. That it's a reminder just to have fun and to realize, like, change is inevitable. And embrace your adventure and that freedom within that transition of your life. And to welcome any changes, but not to force them. Sometimes things are meant to be, and as they happen, you'll feel it. It may be uncomfortable, but you know that it's best for you, because change is a part of life. And be present in those moments and not worry about what could go wrong or have anxiety or stress. Just to be present and to enjoy the excitement of this new relationship or career or adventure. And it's all a part of a positive change in your journey of life. So the next number is 666, and there's definitely like a negative connotation behind this, but it isn't just that. And the angel number specifically, it's just awareness and reflection. It means that it's time to maybe sit back and kind of just assess what's happening, to balance your thoughts and focus a little bit more on what exactly it is that you're working on. Maybe this means watching out for any bad habits that can keep you from making sure that you're manifesting on the right path, that you are thinking good thoughts, that you're doing good things. And it's just kind of to recollect yourself, bring yourself to your thoughts and back into balance and just check yourself. All right, so next number is 777. And if you suddenly see this everywhere, it's just the universe letting you know that good fortune is on the way. It's a sign of luck to know that wonderful things are about to happen. Yeah, this is a very lucky number. All right, 888 is a message that your hard work is paying off. If you keep seeing this, if this is your angel number, it means to keep your eyes open for unexpected financial gain, success, and abundance. So 999, I personally actually didn't know what this meaning was, so I had to look it up. So 999 in angel numbers basically means that it's time to release what no longer serves you. This is actually an affirmation that I do a lot. It's I release all forms of doubt and release all that doesn't serve me. And this is so important when you're manifesting, if you're working through just growing. If you do not release what doesn't serve you, and this a lot of times is your past or just things that have happened that are no longer happening, but you may continue to hold on to them, and it may take over a lot of your energy in the present. As you're reliving it, you are kind of re-injuring yourself, and it's hard for you to move on if you cling on to what doesn't serve you. So if you're seeing 999, it's basically time to take those as lessons and release them, because you are moving on to better things, and it's time to focus on yourself and your healing. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode on angel numbers. I hope that you enjoyed this little guide. There are obviously a lot more angel numbers, especially like in 1111, 1212, 1010. So yeah, I hope that this little guide was kind of a fun spiritual lesson. I want to do like kind of episodes revolving more around like astrology and things like that, as well as more tangible psychological like habits and manifesting. It all goes hand in hand. It's just whatever tools you want to use is totally up to you, and I'm just here to equip you with options as you learn more about yourself, explore who you are, and this will lead you to unleash your more creative side, your more intuitive side, the emotional side, your dreams, your goals, and interpreting it all. It's super fun for me to kind of dive into it all, so I hope that it's been enjoyable for you to listen about it as we go through this journey. I will continue to be doing these morning affirmations on the Instagram account. A lot of you have been enjoying that, which means the world to me, because those are the same affirmations I actually write in my journal every morning. In the morning, I journal, like I said, and I write three affirmations every day, and it's changed my life. I've been doing this. I have my journal right in front of me. Let me flip to the first page of when I started doing this. It was July 20th. And my first affirmation, I said, I will say today for you, as I leave you guys with this. I hope that this resonates with you, and let me know also on the Instagram account at the Daily Divine Feminine what episodes you want to see me do. I do take those into consideration, and angel numbers was just one that really seemed to be like could be useful to some of you today. And if it's useful to you, let me know. But yeah, so I will leave you with today's affirmations, and these are the first affirmations I ever wrote down in my journal. So I am living with intention and growth being the best version of myself. I am a human being, not just a human doing. I focus on my desires and visualize my dreams. The universe is looking out for me.